Attorney General John Ashcroft said today that the hijackers who flew the commercial aircraft into the World Trade Center in the Pentagon had significant ground support. He told ABC television that he's not prepared to say how much support. With each day, investigators learn more about the people responsible for the attacks. NPR's Martin Kosty reports.
Law enforcement authorities are gradually reconstructing what happened on those four commercial airliners that caused so much devastation. The Justice Department now believes each of the planes was hijacked by 3 to 6 people who used box cutters, knives, and bomb threats to take control. Much of this information comes from a handful of passengers who made contact with loved ones by cell phone or by an onboard air phone. Alice Hoagland told ABC TV about her last conversation with her son, Mark Bingham.
He said, "I'm on a flight, and there are 3 guys that have taken over the flight, and they say they have a bomb. And I'm calling you from the airphone on the plane." I got the impression that he was being distracted badly by something going on around him. I didn't hear anything except the confusion. He repeated that he loved us. He emphasized to me that what he was telling me was true. I told him I believed him, and the phone went dead.
According to the Los Angeles Times, federal investigators have identified about 50 people who may be responsible for the hijackings, including supporters not on the planes. The report says authorities have accounted for 40 of the suspects, a number that includes those who died on board. The Justice Department believes several of these people received pilot training in the United States, and that some of them held Middle Eastern passports. In Germany, police say they've detained an airport worker who they believe may be connected to the hijackings. German police are also looking for information about 2 men holding passports from the United Arab Emirates and who lived in Hamburg until earlier this year. Investigators still haven't identified the mastermind behind the attacks or the group or government that may have supported them. By all accounts, Saudi militant Osama bin Laden is still the prime suspect. But today, one of his aides told a Pakistani journalist that bin Laden had no ties to the attacks, although bin Laden does call them, in the aide's words, punishment from Almighty Allah. Many Americans have assumed foreign forces were responsible for the attacks. Reginald Jones, staff sergeant at a Marines recruiting center in Georgia, says some people have responded by volunteering for military service.
Everyone who's ever been patriotic has called in from 75 to 18, seeing if they can get back in or see if they can get in. Is there anything we can do to help? Will they take me back in even if I got arthritis? All kinds of different things. So it was amazing.
But other Americans are praying for peace. There were candlelight vigils around the country last night. Sandy Evans, a graduate student at the University of Washington, says she worries about an anti-Arab backlash.
I hope most of all that we don't see any sort of return to the kind of racism that occurred after Pearl Harbor. I hope that people will remember that there are a lot of Arab Americans who feel just as horrified. And I'm sure there are many Arab Americans even lost in this horrible tragedy.
At the crash sites in New York and Arlington, Virginia, the grim work of recovering bodies continues. Rescuers at the Pentagon say they still hope to find survivors inside air pockets in the ruins, but in New York, hope is fading. The last living victim was rescued early yesterday, and since then, workers have uncovered nothing but dead bodies. Mayor Rudolph Giuliani says the total number of confirmed dead has now risen to 94, and the final total will be much, much higher. Martin Kosty, NPR News, Washington.